It's episode 205 of the Hodgepodge Podcast. I'm your host, Doug.
And I'm Matt King. Wait.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
No. Special guest.
You know who you are?
Hey, there it is.
Wait, what?
Special guest Dirty A.
You know who you are? Ray!
I'm not. And we're going to talk about Star Wars. And more Star Wars, unfortunately.
Yes. With our guest, Matt King. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com. Look for us on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe, or search on Facebook for the Hodgepodge Podcast and like our page. Welcome, Matt.
Hey.
You made it just in time.
I did. Just got here.
We have to hurry because we have people coming to the house. So let's
and
just
also, dive. Nobody wants to talk about
and nobody wants to talk about this movie anymore because all I've been doing is mainlining reviews the whole weekend.
Yes.
That's true. I've talked about it so many times now. I'm just going to repeat
everything. We should have just recorded everything.
I'm just going to repeat everything I've said to you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The best review I read was the one you showed me from Forbes. I don't agree with the headline that it's the worst one ever. But his review is spot on. Everything is right about that review. What's wrong with this movie? By the way, we didn't like it.
I can.
Spoilers from now. We didn't like it. Spoilers from now on.
I can at least see the debate for the argument.
For being the worst one. Yeah. Because the prequels, like, because Red Letter Media, they finally published their half in the bag. And, like, they're like, people are saying, does this mean the prequels are good now? And they're like, no, those movies are still terrible. He's like, no. These movies being bad doesn't mean that those movies are now good.
The only thing I'll say about the prequels, which I told you, or at least you, at least they tried something new.
At least it was consistent.
And it was consistent, and they were trying for a new story.
It was a cohesive. It was a.
Were they?
Yeah, sure.
It wasn't a good.
Just filling in the blanks of what they already said.
It wasn't a good story, but at least it was.
I didn't think they were filling in any fucking blanks. I think they were filling in blanks of what they hadn't said. And
what? Like, oh, okay.
I mean, it depends on how you look at it, I guess. I mean, technically, if you look at a prequel, it's always going to be filling in the blanks of what they've already said. That's
of course
the definition of a prequel.
Yeah,
right. Black Widow. So, the, but no, they're not good by any means, but at least it was, like, coherent. This movie is totally incoherent.
There was a thread that ran throughout.
Right.
That's all.
This movie is completely incoherent.
Yeah.
If you take these three movies, you can't really look at a thread that really runs through them. They're just chopped stories.
Yeah.
And you know, there's something to be said about having
and they're not even good stories.
Right, but there's something to be said about having when you're defining a trilogy, that you have a villain that runs throughout them instead of, here's a villain in this one, here's a completely different villain in this one, and finally we're going to give you a villain in this one. Now, you can argue that Kylo ran throughout them, but...
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, technically he was in all three movies.
Yeah, but... He was
the best thing about
in every fucking movie he was wishy washy.
Yeah,
he wasn't like he was never all bad. He was always like fighting.
He was pretty bad though.
Yeah, he was.
Kill all the villagers.
I mean, he's fighting the dark side or the light side throughout.
Right. Which could have been interesting.
It could have, but it wasn't. It wasn't. And then Rey was like supposedly fighting the dark side. That was not. Yeah.
So this is not really a spoiler, but let's just say spoilers throughout.
Yeah, I already said
but
that.
But this is, okay. I mean, this is a trailer, so it's not really a spoiler.
And
the introduction of the Emperor here, just shoehorned.
Yeah.
Shoehorned in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no rhyme or reason for it. It was just like, let's bring back this guy.
And the worst part about it, bringing the Emperor back as the guy who's been behind the scenes the whole time, is that it basically ruins the original trilogy. Because the whole point of the original trilogy was Darth Vader's redemption and his sacrifice to kill the Emperor.
Right.
And now that's obliterated because now the Emperor's still alive.
And he's been doing bad shit, apparently, for God knows how long. Now, I did love the irony of him being the puppet master, yet he was literally hanging with strings and shit.
Mike from Red Letter Media had a theory that that is not completely revealed in this movie, but that the Emperor from the other movies was a clone, and that this is the true Emperor. He wasn't saying it was good. He's just saying, he goes, that's the way I interpret it. And then the other two guys, Jay and Rich, were like,
why you'd interpret it that way.
Because he was vaporizing Return of the Jedi.
But either way, that is a... that is in no way set up here.
No, no, no. Like, oh, no, no. That's
complete,
yeah.
That is a complete. Right.
That's what. That's a complete theory. Yeah. Like that. That's that's what he was saying. He's like they don't tell me this. He goes, that's just what I basically extrapolated for what was going on here and what he said, his dialogue.
I mean,
if he was going to be a clone, you'd think it'd be the young guy.
No, it's just shitty plot. It's not some sort of hidden theory.
Oh, right. It's just a shitty plot. Yeah, believe me, they did not like
it. And we loved this movie, by the way, if we haven't said so.
We loved it.
I think we can all agree.
I already said we didn't like it.
We loved the movie.
A plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
double plus.
Can we add more pluses than just...
What I love is that, you know, I went on Facebook and I was like, you know, this movie was bad. I had tickets to go see it again. I returned the tickets. You know, I've never done that for a Star Wars movie. And it's just like... I have people coming out of the woodwork saying, it's great. And they're just like, you're crazy. And I'm just like, hey, well, I'm not lashing out at you telling you you've got low standards.
Okay, to be fair, that's every Star Wars movie ever. Like, oh, it's great. No, it sucked. Or, you know, I hate anything that has to do with this.
But the fact that they're attacking me.
But, right.
Just because I'm saying they're shitty movies.
But it's all style over substance. If you don't give a shit about a storyline and all you want to do is see lightsaber fights and see cool shit on the screen...
Yeah,
sure.
I mean,
this provides that.
It's a beautiful movie. I mean, like,
this provides that.
Beautiful.
So if that's where
that Sith planet was,
if
cool
that's
as hell.
Where your tendencies lie is way heavy on style.
Right.
Okay, you're gonna love the movie. It's stylistically, it's cool.
Yeah.
But if you care about plot line or story, there's no way that I can agree with you if you say that it has that and you like it, because it doesn't. And these movies now, it's clear. It's crystal clear that these movies are all made for kids now, which is fine. I mean, it's
right
when we were kids, that's what they were when we were.
But, I don't know,
but
I mean,
but they try to run this nostalgia in there for the adults. It's not working. They're marketing it. Hopefully, they'll start marketing it to kids now because it's a kids movie, and that's why I believe that there's so little substance to it, because kids aren't going to retain that shit.
I don't feel like that about The Last Jedi though. The Last Jedi, I didn't think was a kids movie at all. It deals with some heavy shit, like with Luke Skywalker and stuff like that. I mean, he's basically going through like a midlife crisis. It's like, that's great for kids.
I'm not saying there aren't some themes that are adult, but
right.
the movie is it's for kids.
I keep going back to what I told you. It is based, or it is, you know, made for kids, but it's made for the 80s kids that are no longer kids.
Yeah. Like,
today's kids don't give a shit about it. So who is this made for?
Well, I got to disagree with you there. Today's kids are all up and they love this shit.
They love it.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little girls love Rey.
We're talking about toddlers.
I can see Rey.
Yeah. Like, they look up to these characters.
We'll get to her in a minute.
And you're right, Rey. I've never seen anyone be like, oh, I'm Poe.
Yeah.
Like, let me be Finn.
I want to be Finn.
Yeah.
The man with no story.
Rey!
So, yeah. That's his whole story.
In this movie,
what about
that's literally
movie?
What he does.
You yo Ray a
50%, 60% of the time, he's just yelling Ray.
Now, the thing is like, this movie, so not only...
But I mean, I saw kids running out of the theater when I went to see another movie.
They hated it? They ran out?
No, like, Mom, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen. It was so cool. Kids did love it. Yeah, and
grounded.
Then they grounded immediately.
Not only does it destroy... the themes of the original trilogy, and I guess you could say the prequels, because since that told
Raider's
story,
I guess you could say
it kind before,
of discounts them.
It also makes the first two movies in this trilogy worse. Because, look, The Last Jedi, I know you liked it probably better than the two of us,
I'm an advocate for the movie.
Right. But I'm sorry, as much as I didn't like a lot of the stuff they did in The Last Jedi, You don't make a sequel to it and then basically backtrack every single thing. That was your movie that you put out. Fucking own it.
Do y'all agree that this is worse than The Last Jedi?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah. 100%. Yeah. Because at least Rian Johnson, I respect the fact that he was trying to do something different.
Right.
Well, but everything didn't land.
You're
right,
but therein lies the rub. The problem here is that when you have a trilogy...
Mm-hmm.
The trilogy needs to be consistent,
right.
Not different,
right?
Right. And this one, you had three independent movies instead of one.
That's why, as much as I love Kathleen Kennedy, this is on her.
I was going to bring that up.
These
movies
are on her.
I don't know if it's on her as much as it's on the Disney execs.
I don't think so.
Because they were pushing. They wanted Star Wars immediately.
Well, that is fine, but or I'm not saying it's fine, but that I don't think is the problem. The problem isn't that they pushed it out too fast. The problem is that she did not give a coherent storyline for all three movies. She did not say...
She didn't rein anything
She
in.
Didn't say, you have to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. Like Kevin Feige would do with Marvel. You can't just like...
I had that exact...
That's why Ryan Johnson just was I'm doing what I want.
I had that exact thought last week. Yeah. Because you got to look at like a... Now, you can't look at them completely the same because Kevin Feige is... A writer for you know what I mean.
He's more of a story.
He's a story guy.
He's more of a story guy.
She's just
she
an
is.
Executive, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
but they are the they are
but she's
they,
in charge.
But
of
they are the showrunners,
yes.
right?
Right. She should have got somebody in to do
right.
it.
They're the decision.
Exactly.
They're the,
exactly.
the decision makers.
But it didn't necessarily have to come
and
from.
It
her.
Does come back. I mean, yes, it comes back to Disney. You can always say it goes you know, back to Disney.
Yeah.
But it she is basically the she's the sole last original. Mainstay of the Star Wars property.
Yeah.
She knows what should be there and what shouldn't be there.
She should know better than to just say, like, we're not going to plan out three movies.
Right.
We're going to do it one at a time.
Right. That was a terrible,
That's an
terrible
awful
idea.
Decision.
Yeah.
And it shows.
And on top of that, they had to have known that because they were watching Marvel do well and you had to know why and you're watching DC crumble and you have to know why.
What makes me so mad about it, because I mentioned story, and that's the biggest problem here with this movie. With Star Wars, the Disney Star Wars movies, and with the DC movies, most of the DC movies, the biggest problem is story. They don't just make a good fucking story and say, okay, go make this movie. They it's like, I don't even want to say it's by committee. It's always like this Frankenstein thing that doesn't, like, work. And they don't... That's the thing with Marvel... Like, Marvel has, you know, 50 years of comic books. So does DC, but I don't know why they keep fucking it up. But Marvel has 50 years of comic books that they can draw from. They tweak this stuff just enough to make it fit in their movie universe, but they have it all there. What makes me so mad about Star Wars is that as soon as Disney came in, they took the original expanded universe and said, all that's trashed. It's all junked. Now we're going to make our own shit. There were some great stories, some great
thing,
novels in that
thing
that they could have adapted
I'm not
for these
saying,
movies.
I'm not saying that they have, you know, the wealth of storylines that, you know, any random Marvel comic does. But they do have storylines they can pull from. And
That's why there's no excuse.
If you go back probably to some of our first podcasts where we were talking about Star Wars, I'm like a strict... original canon Star Wars guy. You know, the original trilogy. And that's all I care about. Not anymore. Because just give me a good story.
Yeah.
It can be Star Wars. And doesn't mean I'm going to go read a book about it. But I'll take any good story over what they just gave us.
The thing I hate about this movie the most is how they keep selling it. They're like, it's the end of the Skywalker saga.
Not at all.
And that people are like... People who love this are like, oh my god, I've waited so long for this. Have you really? Because Return of the Jedi was a pretty definitive end.
It was. But think about this. Think about this, what you just said. Even in their marketing, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
The movie is called The Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
The tagline is, this is the end of the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
And then the movie ends with... someone just claiming, just throwing out the name. Hey, I'm a Skywalker now.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah.
She should have said she was a Solo. That would have made more sense.
Why didn't she just own the name and take it back?
Palpatine.
I'm a Palpatine.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna fucking make that a good name. I'm gonna decide to make that a good name.
Ray. Yeah. Ray.
To call herself a Skywalker is it meant nothing.
Ray is
stupid.
Ray is Palpatine's daughter. Her father
granddaughter.
Her father is Larry Burns from The Simpsons, which was played by Roddy Dangerfield. And it's ridiculous.
And that tear-jerking scene at the end where she goes back to the moisture farm because...
Reasons.
Because nostalgia.
I told you.
Because
it's on the nostalgia
because
checklist.
Nostalgia. There's
we have to
no
go back
reason.
To Tatooine.
What does somebody call it? The member
Luke,
berries?
Luke grew up there. He didn't even give a shit about going back there. He fucking casted himself away on some planet. She's never...
He didn't even bury his aunt and uncle.
She's not a Skywalker. She's never been there. Leia didn't grow up there, which is who's been training her for God knows, you know,
a year or so now,
and who she's grown to
And
to
her
love
father figure
respect.
Was Han Solo.
Why the fuck does she care about going to Tatooine in the moisture farm? It made no sense whatsoever.
I don't know why you need to hide the lightsabers either. It's like, just keep them. Aren't you going to train more Jedi? What's happening here?
Yeah.
So it's the whole script is just a convoluted mess. Say what you want about Ryan Reynolds. His script is messy and some stuff doesn't make sense, but at least it's like a...
Who'd you say?
Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, I said Ryan Reynolds. I'm sorry. Ryan Johnson. Thank you. Sorry.
I thought, wait, we're talking about Green Lantern?
Yeah. Ryan Johnson. Say what you want about Ryan Johnson, Deadpool. But, you know, at least that script, you know, and Force Awakens too, but I mean, they were just taking that from Star Wars anyway.
Yeah.
Which sadly, I guess I have to admit, maybe that's why I liked it.
Maybe
because they just took all the original beats.
Probably. The Force Awakens had a lot of promise. The characters were very likable.
Right.
Finn was likable. Right. Rey was likable.
We still had expectation that it could
exactly,
go somewhere.
Exactly. That it could go somewhere. And then it went nowhere. And then especially with...
It had hope.
Especially with Finn and Rey. Rey is the biggest waste of story potential that there's ever been.
I will disagree with you. I think it's Finn.
Finn is very close.
I think Finn has the biggest.
But here's the problem with Rey. When that movie came out, everyone was like, oh, she's a Mary Sue. She's a Mary Sue. And a lot of people were like, well, you know, this, and that. No, this movie confirmed that she is 100% a Mary Sue. Nothing bad ever happens to her in these movies. Ever. She doesn't face any adversity, really.
Did you see her questioning herself on whether she was a Sith or not? I mean, did you miss that whole scene?
Nothing. She never... I'm not saying she's got to get her...
5 seconds.
I'm not saying she's got her arm lopped off like Anakin and Luke, but she doesn't face any adversity. She doesn't take... This one guy put it online as a review. She doesn't take any damage. Like, if you're talking video games. She doesn't take any damage. It's a perfect run through the entire trilogy for her.
It's emotional damage, Doug.
And then she comes up with these force powers that... The healing stuff...
Don't say it.
I'm not gonna say that I liked it, but I can understand that to a degree. But I didn't like it necessarily.
No, I could have understood it if they introduced it, 30 plus years
ago. The Force has no rules. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not since the original trilogy.
Right, because in the original trilogy, it was mostly like augmenting physical abilities and like, you know, telekinesis mainly. And telepathy to some point, but now it's just like
it's just random superpowers now. Yeah. That's all it is. It can be whatever it wants to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, she fucking just like I'm sorry, but if healing was a huge aspect of the Force, why have I not seen it? Why has no one seen?
Yeah,
it
why
before?
Is Qui-Gon Jinn dead?
And why? Or the academy full of fucking dead kids.
Yeah,
that was too much Force. That was too much Force.
I think I haven't looked at a lot of. The arguments for this. I suppose, is it possible the idea is that she was so force strong that
maybe.
This is the highest order of...
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is she stronger than Yoda was?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Well,
hey. Wait a second.
No.
Which Yoda? Because, as we all saw in The Mandalorian, Baby Yoda performs this act.
Yeah.
And... The reason that they introduced that episode the day before the movie is that so people like us wouldn't have been so what the fuck when she did it on
right,
screen.
Exactly.
So that we had a chance to somehow acclimate
what
ourselves
the fuck to Baby
right,
Yoda.
Correct.
Not only did she do it once, she did it twice.
That scene was ridiculous. I thought that they were just gonna keep healing each other.
Yeah,
you heal
me.
No, I heal you. No, you heal me.
Now you're right though, Finn would have been this other reviewer that I saw was like, he's like, why didn't they make him the main character? He's a stormtrooper that defected. We've never seen that story before. Tell that fucking story.
Right. Now, granted, Rey is the main character. I hear you. But it may not have much of a bend to it, but there is an arc there. Finn, nothing.
Nothing.
No arc, no story, no nothing. I mean...
His arc ended in the last movie. But he should have sacrificed his life.
His arc ended in the first movie. Within 10 minutes of the first movie when he defected, and that was his arc.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Everything else has been him screaming, Rey, come get me, or all of a sudden in this one, I feel the Force.
The fact that they didn't make him a turncoat in the third movie is one of the biggest missed opportunities. That could have been the twist.
Yep.
The I am your father twist in this movie is like he's been the mole the entire time. That's why they can.
Yeah, and they do put a spy in this one who you know he's a spy because
he blurts out
I am the spy. And how you're gonna convince me, and I know we're geek arguing here over conjecture of force and shit, but still, that's what we do, right? Yeah. How you're going to convince me that this super force heavy Sith in Kylo Ren could not,
who moments earlier,
right? Go ahead.
Detected that this guy was nervous.
Right. Could not sense that he was a spy.
Yeah.
Or at least narrow it down enough to be like, you fucking gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta check you out.
Instead, it comes down to the general
Richard E. Grant.
Yeah,
who was good. I liked his character.
It was fine. Whatever.
I was like, where have you been? Where have you been for
couple movies. He's elevated because everybody else is so. Yeah.
No, exactly. That's what they needed. Yeah. They needed a guy like him who was like a get shit done guy.
It was Domino Gleeson's character was just worthless. Mr. Exposition.
I mean, I feel bad for that guy because he is just. They tried to make him menacing in the first in the Force Awakens,
yeah,
was comic 100% comic relief, yep, in Ryan Jedi. Johnson's movie, and they continue in this movie. I mean, yeah, he's just a caricature. Yeah. That's all he is.
Poe, they tried to give him some backstory in this one, but it flashes by like that.
Yeah,
and sorry, Kerry Russell is in this for all of 5 seconds.
Yeah, goddamn.
Well, her eyes are.
Her eyes are in this movie for five seconds. Her character arc literally happens in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, there is so much crap.
Like there's literally a fight scene, and by the time she's on the ground, she's already apologizing and saying, I want to be with you guys.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck
she,
is this shit?
There's so much crap stuffed into this movie.
And by the way, Poe's arc basically consists of a wardrobe change.
Yeah.
I'm now an adventurer. Look at me. I'm not a pilot anymore. I'm an adventurer because I got the Indiana Jones look going on now.
There's so much crap shoved into this movie. It's like 3 movies worth of crap in one movie where they're basically, while they're trying to scrub The Last Jedi from Star Wars canon, they're also trying to make a sequel to The Force Awakens. And it doesn't work. It's just, it's so convoluted. There's so many conveniences, plot conveniences. Like you said this to me when you saw it. How does she have the knife that has the guide that is set to the wreckage of the Death Star?
It's a wreckage, right?
Yeah.
A wreckage is not like, I talked to you about this, like, they use that same idea in Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And that shit works because you're talking about static mountains that hundreds of years of erosion.
Yeah.
We're talking about a Death Star that crashed
30 years ago
in the ocean that could shift at any moment in time.
Yeah,
pieces of metal will collapse at any moment in time. Yet that's what the map is made.
Here's another question: why was there any wreckage of the Death Star at all? Because when it blows up, and
it's just completely destroyed.
That was my question. Right. It was like it was in space, but nothing.
And
else
you
was
watch
around
it, little pieces. Yeah. You didn't see some big thing drop out. The whole thing is just it pretty much disintegrates.
It's
so dumb. I don't know.
Maybe
that was the second one.
In every movie,
the second Death Star.
There has to be some Death Star-ish. And that's a cool thing. Apparently, all the ships now have a Death Star on it.
Right, yeah. We haven't gotten there yet.
Where did he get the guys to build that shit?
Caesar.
Where did he... What?
You saw that.
Caesar. Where did he get the people to man those ships?
Monkeys.
Okay. Well, there weren't people to man those ships. They ran off of a single radio antenna navigation system.
God.
Thousands of ships off of a radio navigation system.
It's so bad.
System.
I mean,
okay,
let me put it this way. The MacGuffin of this movie was GPS navigation.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they said here is this cube will navigate you. This cube and this cube only is going to navigate you to the Emperor. Well, okay, this cube and another cube. Between those two cubes, it's like the jerk. Okay, well, those two cubes, or if you have this.
Somebody can guide you through.
Well, those three things, or you can talk to the spy who knows.
Word of mouth.
Or any number of people who have been there before. Like, Jesus Christ, they couldn't even keep up with their own goddamn MacGuffin.
Go ahead.
I was saying, it goes back to what I said on the Force Awakens podcast. They had a choice in the beginning of two paths. One, we use the Skywalker trio as a bridge to the new trio.
Like a jumping off point.
And then, you know, the Skywalkers are left behind and the new trio takes it from there.
Right.
Or they could concentrate on the Skywalkers for 3 more movies.
Huh, which one did they go with?
One was good. One was bad.
Which one did they go with?
I'm going to go with the bad.
Ah, yes, they did. Yeah,
they chose nostalgia.
Absolutely.
It's not just that.
If you recall the original marketing for The Force Awakens, it seemed like they were going to do your first. Yes. They were going to do the first one. Okay, we're going to close out that in here, and then we've got these new characters.
Right.
They didn't do that.
The problem with that is that what they should have done, if they wanted to include, Han, Luke, and Leia at all, then they should have made it a trilogy about Han, Luke, and Leia, and had these characters be side characters that would have continued on into something else later.
I mean, I hear you there, although that would have been shitty too, because we've already seen that.
Only because I say that, is that 30 years is a lot of fucking exposition to just cram into one fucking movie.
Yeah. Right.
So what they should have done is...
It wasn't one movie though, see?
No, I know that.
I mean,
but what he's saying is it should...
Even the memory of Han is back in this.
Right.
So...
Which I didn't hate so much.
Okay.
I didn't hate that so much because
you love Han Solo.
I love Han Solo, but I didn't hate that so much. But
story wise, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I love no character that means more to me than the story, and that was pointless and ridiculous.
Well,
it served zero purpose. You have to admit that served no purpose whatsoever.
It
externalized his internal struggle.
It helps in his inexplicable turn back to the good side, but
which is
look, Leia died to annoy him.
Oh yeah. She was So in this movie, she and we know this because what's her face? Napita Luwinga's. Okay, what's
Maz Kanata?
Maz tells us, oh, she's going to use the last remaining her last remaining life.
They
force
should have just
to help with the force. And what does she do? She essentially goes in and force taps Kylo on the shoulder. And is like, psst.
Yeah.
So he turns around and so he gets stabbed. That's what she did, and that took all of her energy. Apparently,
with Carrie Fisher, they were damned if they did, damned if they didn't. If they had just killed her off screen and just said Leia passed away, we were trying to escape somewhere, she was killed, whatever, people would have been up in arms about that.
This goes back to his original point.
Right.
It shouldn't have gone past the first one.
No, exactly. But that's what I'm saying is that, so if you're going to do that, then they probably should have done the whole thing. What they should have really done is the three of them shouldn't have been in it at all. Maybe Luke.
Agreed.
Maybe
of
Luke.
Of course not. Yeah.
And then this should have taken place 50 years in the future.
Of course they shouldn't have been in it. No,
and then it
should have
just
not
been Luke.
But I'll tell you what. If they were going to bring Luke back, at least they had him... be able to, I don't know, grab things.
Yeah,
They established that in the last movie, which was ridiculous then too, that a Force ghost can physically do stuff on our plane with Yoda. Yes, he fucking calls a goddamn lightning bolt down from the sky.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yoda started the fire, right? Or Luke did? Or
yeah, no, it is Yoda.
Started the fire.
He set the lightning down on the tree that they thought burned the Jedi books, or at least Luke thought that. I think Yoda knew that she took them, but then he also bonks him on the head with his staff.
I will. Oh yeah, you're right. She did bonk him on the head.
Yeah, 100%.
You're right.
Because I hated that. In that movie.
I'll take lightning simply because that's like a force of nature that maybe you can. But this is literally he grabs a lightsaber from
It's just as ridiculous as Kylo and Rey being able to pass physical objects through their little...
That's another new force thing that they introduced in
the last movie,
The Last Jedi. I'll tell you why. The reason why is they lazy writing. Later. They couldn't figure out a way to get them together to have the audience understand their dynamic, and so they're like, oh. Well, we'll just force it. Literally, force it.
It would have been cool to see Kylo fight without a lightsaber.
Right.
He's a fucking force master now. Like,
Who was he fighting against?
He was fighting against the Knights of Ren.
Is that who they were?
I mean,
Why
couldn't he have used some lightning and shit? Or just
could have just picked him up and thrown him all over there.
Use rocks and shit.
Part of this also goes back, and part of the reason, let's talk about the Knights of Ren, because part of the reason why they were so underdeveloped, that's 100% J.J. Abrams' fault. Because that's his mystery box horse shit that he was like, well, we'll explore this in a later movie. Well, and Rian Johnson said, fuck you, no, I'm not.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and that goes back to all three of them plus, or both of them plus Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Right.
you didn't.
But with that, but a coherent strategy for all three movies.
You can't start a storyline. Like,
Shock, she didn't show up.
A storyline like that in The Force Awakens, and then just disregard it, not deal with it at all in the next one.
Yeah.
When it would have been fucking cool, like a legit Sith army.
Yeah.
Like, how cool would that have been to go see them around back behind Kylo, just doing.
Yeah.
Fun, cool, evil shit.
Yeah.
But no, we don't get to see that.
Cause,
cause things.
Yeah.
Because reasons.
Yeah.
They couldn't get Jean-Claude Van Damme to play them. No.
They're basically just like the Emperor guards. I mean, they're
faceless.
Faceless.
And how did they find the Emperor? I don't know. How'd they fucking get there?
They had one of the 38 GPS.
Right. They had one of the pyramids. GPS. Because there's no reason why they would have known how to get there. I mean, the best you can do to determine how they are where they are is pure conjecture. Oh, the Emperor recruited them. Like,
sure.
You don't know. The Knights of Ren.
The Knights of Ren?
Yeah, why the fuck would they have been on that planet?
Oh, I don't know why they're on the planet.
That's what I'm saying.
Why were they
guarding the Emperor? There's no reason to assume that they would have been working with the Emperor.
Yeah.
No reason at all. Yeah. There was no setup for that at all.
Yeah.
They were back with Kylo Ren, and he just left them in the dust, and that was it.
Yeah.
They were trained on, I don't remember the planet, whatever the planet's name was. There was no reason why they should have been on a planet which no one can find.
Yeah. Right.
This is the second hidden planet in two J.J. Abrams movies.
For real.
There were a few things I did like about it. John Williams' score, as usual.
Well, it was fun. I mean, I didn't hear
anything.
Yeah, I
thought, well,
different.
that was because of the blood thudding in your ears because you were so angry. The Sith planet, like I said before, was cool. I liked the production design about the Sith planet. I wish they had spent more time there, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very minimalistic, but it was very cool.
Again, it was cool looking, but...
I'll say the planet itself, sure, but like the whole Ghost Senate thing, like what the fuck was that?
I didn't know what the fuck that was. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was.
I mean, set design wise, it was really cool.
Yeah.
There was no reason for them to be there.
Like I said at the very beginning of this, stylistically,
yeah,
if that's all you care about,
well, this solidifies the fact that J.J. Abrams can only do surface material. Like, he can only,
or at least he can just direct it.
But he is a mimic. He is 100%
a
mimic.
He
don't let him write it.
Do not let him anywhere near a story.
Unfortunately, and this pains me to say it because it just pains me to say it. I like him a lot, or I used to like him a lot, but more and more he's becoming like a Michael Bay.
Yeah.
He's kind of baying it.
Yeah.
More, I would say a more intelligent Michael Bay.
He is. That's what kills me about it.
Well, I think he's becoming more like Zack Snyder.
He can't. That's a good one. Yeah, Zack Snyder.
Because Zack Snyder basically just works off storyboard. Like, he takes what existing material and he does it scene by scene by scene from what's already in the books, and he recreates what's on the books on the screen. But he just, you know, for his original stuff, as you can see with Batman, Superman, and some of the other things, like, he favors style over substance so much that it just kills the story.
Can we just real quick, because since you brought up Batman vs. Superman, Zack Snyder, can we just make one slight diversion here?
Mm-hmm.
Snyder cut shit. Don't these people know that movie's still going to be fucking terrible?
Yeah,
oh my
God. No, they don't know that.
I just had to get that out there.
Apparently they don't.
Just had to get that out there. It's like, it's still going to be terrible.
It's all the Snyder apologists.
With the whole J.J. Abrams thing, though, I still go back to Kennedy on this. Because if a trilogy, of course you're going to have different directors. I mean, you can't...
Not necessarily.
I was about to say.
But
You can assume you'll have the same director, but it's not necessary. It's not like the first three had the same goddamn director.
No.
But it's not necessary to do that. What's necessary is to A, have a storyline that is consistent, and B, have directors that are willing to listen to that storyline and not be so egotistical that they're going to be like, nah, I'm going to completely do my own thing because fuck it. And I don't care that this is what was set up in this movie. I'm going to do this. And it's up to Kathleen Kennedy to be like, no, you're not. Because if you do that, you're fucking out the door.
The original trilogy, what people don't remember is that, yes, there were three different directors, but each one of those movies had a story by credit by George Lucas.
Yeah. Right, that's what I was saying. That's what I just said. Right. The storyline has to be consistent.
Yeah, you know, sure, Kathleen Kennedy doesn't need to be a storyteller, but she needs to...
somebody to do it.
She needs to be in charge of the project enough to where she can say, look, this is our main story. Now, you can have like side stories, things like that, that if you need to tweak something here or there, no big deal. But this is the main thread that has to run through all three.
Right.
And I consider, maybe I'm wrong here, but I consider things like the Knights of Ren part of the main story.
Yeah.
That was just completely let go.
Yeah.
And then they just brought it back in this last one because, like, all right. Because JJ's like,
because
they
had to pay it off somehow.
JJ's like, I got to fit it in somewhere. I'll just have him fight them off.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And then they showed up on that other planet, that ninth desert planet that we have to.
Right. They did.
Yeah.
It's just, it's, you know,
And by the way, let's not forget the fact that the argument, now this happened in the original one too, but it was different. And the fight between Rey and the Emperor, where he's like, strike me down and you will become the Sith Lord.
He's going to be infecting her if he kills
him. Because then it's like, well, no, you know, you could kill him and still be good. You could do that, and then in the end, she does it anyway. So, and guess what? She didn't turn bad. So, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you know, in the original one, it works because you got Darth Vader who comes in between Luke won't allow Luke to do that, and he kills him.
And it wasn't some infection from Sith, the Emperor.
Yeah.
It was, if you do this, that is the tipping point for you going to the dark side.
Correct.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with my spirit.
Yes. Right. No, it's yes. just, you know, it's just you're feeding your anger that much.
Yeah.
And if you're killing someone who's about to destroy planets, that's I'm cool with that anger.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're evil. It doesn't mean you're evil.
A lot of comments that I've seen from people that don't like the movie is that they're complaining about a lot of Harry Potterisms showing up in this movie, like something like that. Meaning, like, it's a lot of like story beats and stuff like that from like the Harry Potter movies being pulled into Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't
kind of like, you know, the master becoming the student, basically type thing. You know, basically, you know, this movie is a mess. It's a total mess.
Yeah.
Now you said you've heard people comment to you that this is like the best Star Wars ever.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Because there's no way in holy hell you can say that.
Yeah. Somebody said. I saw somebody posted something that was like, "I just finished seeing the new Star Wars. I loved it. If you didn't love that movie, you have no soul."
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay. You. No.
No, I have a brain.
Yeah. And to be fair, I've said I'm soulless for a long
like,
time.
And the people that get, you know, like emotional, like upset about this movie, like they said that they cried during the movie. Like, at what point?
Yeah, at what point?
Oh my
did
god!
You cry?
Yeah, yeah.
Carrie Fisher was already dead.
I brought that up to him because then someone, Doug posted to Facebook, and someone commented something about like, I laughed and I teared up, or you know,
yeah.
and all I could think of was teared up. Where did you possibly tear up?
I
in
assume
this
you mean Leia, but that was so poorly done.
It was awful. It's just like she's on screen, she's off screen.
Yeah.
Now, look, I fully admit that they had only a handful of ways to do that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But with the way that CGI has been done these days,
yeah,
like they could have done, they could have figured out a much
better
way to do
it. Again, I think there were two paths they could have gone down.
Right. Let's
one,
go ahead.
One, she dies off screen.
Right.
And one that you try to piecemeal together whatever scenes you have left.
Yeah, why not just...
I don't know anybody that would have been pissed.
Doug's right. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, there are going to be a few people that are like, oh, why didn't you put her scenes in the movie? But if it doesn't work,
don't
do
it.
But
you are not doing any favors for Carrie Fisher's legacy.
They had it right around her.
There it is right there.
That be her final.
Kind of destroying her legacy
a
little bit
with the
way you handled her end.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, as far as I'm concerned, the Star Wars story ends with Return of the Jedi. Everything else is extraneous. And it started with A New Hope. Yeah. Everything else is extraneous. This movie, like, I was hoping that he might be able to bring it home somehow, But this movie just proved beyond a shadow of doubt that these three movies were completely meaningless.
Someone was telling me, like, you know, she's got the yellow lightsaber at the end. Like, well, that's a marriage between the blue and the green. And like, well, no, actually, that's not how that works at all.
That's not how that works at all.
It's yellow and blue.
And red.
Yeah, like, that's not how that works at all. But
although Red Letter...
And I guess that her, her staff made up the base of the
lightsaber. Yes, I was just going to say that. Red Letter Media pointed that out, too, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, that's what?
Her bow staff.
Yeah. Mike from Red Letter Media was like, he was like, that looks like a lightsaber thing, and then that she ended up turning.
And that's why they made it. That's why they showed it so close up.
Mike,
by that, like you give a shit by that point.
I definitely did not.
Mike from Red Letter Media, he's like, he goes, I just want to say this is not my fault because in our Star Trek review, I said that J.J. Abrams should direct Star Wars movies. This is not my fault. This is not my fault. But
I still say he's got the capability.
I don't know, man. He needs a good writer, and he did not get it in this one.
No.
Chris Terrio,
no.
Out.
Argo. Oh, Jesus. Argo was a fluke.
Argo was amazing, and then that
Chris
was
Terrio,
it.
Out.
Yeah.
Batman vs. Superman, Justice League,
Argo,
terrible.
Fuck yourself.
Although my friend Tommy made a great point. He did make a great point that he said, at those level movies, the producers are already meddling so much that you totally can't completely blame the screenwriter for those movies. However,
he wrote the dialogue, he wrote the story beats. I'm sorry.
And I will say there was stuff in here that echoed Batman vs. Superman and Justice League. There were some elements.
Terry
I can't remember
not
them
a good writer
right now, but I remember watching going, oh.
Martha.
Yeah.
Why'd you say that?
Hey, what?
But no, but these three movies are completely meaningless. They were made, there was no creative spark that created these movies. And they were made solely for greed and profit. And that's
Chinese food. I'm already ready for it. Like, there's
when after The Force Awakens, when they, I was sadly confident that they wouldn't go this route. But after The Force Awakens, when they sort of set up the hoodwink of Rey comes from nowhere. I mean, her parents are just normal people.
And I thought that was cool.
There's nothing special about it. I thought that's fucking great. You don't have to keep going. You don't have to keep retroactively tacking on some legacy.
Nope.
People just, guess what? There are lots of Jedi. The Force can come from anywhere. That's great. You don't need, and then of course in this one they're like, oh, okay, she's a Palpatine. Got it. All right, there it is.
Yeah, thanks.
Props to Adam Driver for trying to hold it together throughout this fucking trilogy. Props to him.
How about their kiss for no reason?
Why?
Zero.
That's up there with the Finn Rose kiss.
Sense that they had any kind of sexual chemistry throughout this movie. In fact, it would have been dumb that they did. And then they just kiss. I looked at Doug and said, well, this isn't going to end well because we know about Marriage Story.
Yeah. But the thing is like, you know, then they had that part where Finn was like, I want to say Poe because I'm interchanging the two of them.
It doesn't matter.
Where Finn was like, Ray, I always wanted to tell you. And then they just drop it. And I'm just like, well, clearly he was going to say some love thing to her.
See, yeah. I swear I caught in the movie somehow he knew she was like a Palpatine.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to tell her that he loved her.
I don't think he was going to say I love you.
I think he was 100%.
No, it was something to do with her past, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think it was going to be I love you.
It was just so stupid that they said
that. Oh, and then that one scene, that cringeworthy scene he had with the other
the girl Jana
where you were next to Stormtrooper too, and all of a sudden she's like swinging her legs like they're on a swing set, and they're like, I'm like, oh,
that
dear
was
Jesus,
that was 100% South Park when Cartman says like and like go together.
So bad. And then we haven't even talked about now, and I know we're beating a dead horse now, so we're about done here, but for no reasons Lando.
Sure, Lando, throw him in there.
For zero fucking reason.
And that was clearly
nothing,
because...
Nothing plot related
that was,
whatsoever.
That was clearly because they felt bad because they wanted to get all the original actors in there, and so they had to shove them in there.
I mean, and the fact that he was like, yeah, Luke and I were on this mission, and what, Luke left you there, and you just hung out for
the last... No, apparently there was supposedly, it's probably gonna be some book or some shit, that he stayed there, and he raised a family, and they were going to raise the specter that girl could have been his daughter, that was stolen by the First Order.
Oh, that would have been so bad.
Me too.
When she said,
that's the one thing nobody wanted.
When he said,
Oh, where are you from?
Oh, where are you from? I was like, don't do it. I know. I was like, don't you fucking do it. Don't you fucking do it. And this is like, and also, by the way, not only don't do it, but like, it's literally like one of the last scenes of the movie.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't you fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, I'll help you find out where you're from or something like that. I was like, okay. But
why all right. show that on screen?
All right, yeah. Lando, Mr. All I care about is money and...
Yeah. And no care, yeah.
Hero, you know, being the hero.
I mean, I don't know. You can argue that in 30 years he's changed.
Space smooth operator, and now he's
sure.
like.
Sure, you can.
Yeah.
Even though Han Solo hadn't.
he had more scruff. Apparently, you don't get to shave in the afterlife.
Right. Yeah. Right. They should have called him before he started filming Call of the Wild, right. probably.
I disagree. They shouldn't have called him at all because it was completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, I got a question. If these Force people, if they can harness weapons, why aren't they helping them fucking fight?
Yeah.
Why is Mark Hamill out there, dude, I'll fucking fight?
No. You don't understand. I thought that might happen because... Because in an old version of Return of the Jedi, that was going to happen. The Force ghosts were going to help Luke.
Why not?
Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda were going to help Luke.
If you're
going to
go that route, at least go that route all the way. Like, yeah. don't be like showing, wink, I can show up whenever I want, and I can have, and I can hold things and do things, but I'm not going to do shit to help.
No. I'm sure
even
that...
Even though literally that's why I'm here, is to help all of you.
I'm sure that tidbit is on Wikipedia or something there, but I found that in the old book, the annotated screenplays of the original trilogy. It's a fantastic book when it shows you all the things that changed as they went. And basically...
Post-Jedi?
No. For the original trilogy.
Oh, to be used within...
Right, how they evolved. And basically, the reason why Return of the Jedi is like the worst of the three original ones is basically because Gary Kurtz wasn't involved.
Hmm.
And like Gary Kurtz was like, they talked to him about Jedi, and he's just like, yeah, they wanted to put in the... He's like, second Death Star, he's like, yeah, that's dumb. And, you know, it's like, yeah, it's really great. If you can find that book... I'm sure it's out of print by now.
That was dumb. I wonder what he thought of the third one.
So this is, I think, I'm going to end my thoughts with this anyway. This is a microcosm of what is wrong with these three movies. I saw an interview with the cast.
Oh.
It was on Kimmel, I think. And they were talking to Oscar Isaacs. And he was asking about his last day on set.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, after my last scene, you know, they gave me the microphone to talk to the crew. And I'm sitting there talking and... And JJ's looking at me, and he's like, wrap it up. And he's like, oh, okay, what's going on? He's like, well, it's also Anthony Daniels' last day, and we want to let him speak for longer. So, like, these three cast members, these three supposedly main cast members, are totally getting the shaft in favor of people from the original trilogy, just so we can have them for nostalgic
sake. And as much as we love them, ancillary characters.
Yeah. And so Anthony Daniels is like, oh, yeah, I got to talk, you know, and I had this big heartfelt speech. And so, meanwhile, you know, Oscar Isaacs, who was supposed to be like the focus.
The star, right.
One of the three stars.
He's got to take the back seat.
He's just like, okay, I guess you take the stage.
Yeah. Collider asked him.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Collider asked Oscar
Isaac.
That was cool
to see them, like Anthony Daniels.
He was on screen.
On screen as a pilot.
He was.
That cameo.
Didn't even notice.
What? Yeah, he was also in the prequels.
He was. Yeah. He was in the bar. Yeah.
And did you ever find out, was that John Williams as the bartender?
Oh, no, but I think it was. I think it was. Wedge
is... Did you see that?
I saw what you were talking about. I don't know if it was.
Wedge is also in this, too. Wedge Antilles. Yes, Dennis 90-year-old
Lawson. Wedge Antilles.
Yeah, Dennis Lawson came back for his one scene. The best was Collider asked Oscar Isaac if he would want to do a Disney Plus show about Poe. And he just went, like, Perry Nemiroff goes, would you want to do a Disney Plus show? Nope! He just goes, nope!
Nope.
He goes, cashing in my chips!
Well, you look at his pedigree of films before Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, he's a... For lack of a better word, he's an artist.
He's like a Ewan McGregor.
Like
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. So when he took on this, he had a way different vision than the way they ended up writing.
He was supposed to die in the first one.
Yeah. He was not happy with
like when that TIE fighter went into the sand, he was supposed to be in it and dead.
Yeah.
And then J.J. Abrams liked him, and so he liked what he brought to it.
I honestly thought, I didn't find out until I talked to you guys, I thought that they were going to continue other stories with these characters.
Nope.
But
none of them want.
It doesn't surprise me at all that, especially, Oscar Isaacs does not want in. Yeah. I mean, he I can
neither
see,
does Daisy Ridley.
That surprised me a little bit, but
doesn't surprise me. As they pointed out on Red Letter Media, she's gotten is hate from misogynistic Star Wars fans for 6 years.
I wouldn't want to do it either. I'm just thinking from money perspective, because it's not like she's got a lot of irons in the fire that I know of.
No, I'm sure she's going to be in some. Well, no,
she
supposed
does like independent movies.
Yeah, she was supposed to be in some movie with Tom Holland that's like having a lot of problems apparently.
Yeah,
because it's terrible.
Development hell for a while.
But it's not. No.
Or not development hell, but like post production.
Yeah. And then John Boyega has done stuff during Star Wars. He was in Detroit and all that kind of stuff. But he even said in an interview, he goes, they're not going to Disney Plus me. So those three are adamant. And of course, Kylo Ren dies. So Adam Driver's like, woohoo, thank you very much. Thank you for giving me the Harrison Ford special. So I can never have to come back.
It's like he died, but like, I didn't really understand, like, why is he not healed? Why is he dead? I couldn't quite figure out why.
Because he used all his life force to bring her back to life.
I guess she didn't do the same.
No, because she's super powerful.
Right.
Well, when she wait, you mean when she stabbed him?
No, during the final.
No, during the final.
The Palpatine fight.
Yeah.
Because she was dead. I mean, she was dead. So he basically had to use all his life force to bring her back, and then he died shortly there.
Because he thought she would be.
I'm better, just saying. I mean, that's
a better right, Jedi than right, him.
All right. I mean, I just go back to you know, apparently Leia can force herself back to life after being in space.
Oh God!
But,
dude, don't
but,
even start
but
on that.
But force tapping her son on the shoulder was kind of where she drew the line of having enough force. Anyway, yeah, so not a great movie, guys.
No, yeah. So definitely go see the Rise of Skywalker.
Unfortunately, we all three pretty much hated it. And it's really sad. And I know at least Matt and I didn't really have expectation going into this movie. Like, I didn't expect anything. I wasn't expecting good nor bad. I was just going to go in and... And so it's not like you can look at me and say, like, well, you just had the wrong expectation. Nah,
no.
I did not have an expectation going into this movie. And it was just horrific.
I got mildly more excited as it got closer. Partially, I think, because I like The Mandalorian better than you guys. But,
oh, God. Or at all.
Yeah. But
we need to have an episode on that, because...
From the minute Palpatine showed up in that first trailer, I mean, my eyes practically rolled out of my head. So I was just like, this is not going to...
Yeah, from the moment you heard that cackle, you were like, "Oh, that's where they're going with this." Great.
The only way that would have worked is if he wasn't physically alive. If like he was just like this, like I don't know.
They shouldn't have said anything.
Well, that could have worked. You're right, because
if he was just like some entity,
the Sith used the Force too,
right?
So there's no reason to believe that there can't be Sith ghosts.
Yeah,
out there
yeah. If he was just like this malevolent entity that was out there,
yeah.
Like what's his face from. Twin Peaks.
Anyway,
skip the Rise of Skywalker. Thanks for coming, Matt. Thanks
for
coming by. Next episode, what do you want to do? Watchmen? Should we talk about Watchmen? We got to talk about Watchmen.
And The Mandalorian.
That will that be done? Will that be done by then?
When is that stupid last episode? When is it finally over?
Never, because they're doing a second season.
Oh,
well, this
are you
season,
serious?
Don't they only have one more episode?
Yeah.
They might.
Right.
They oh, yeah, won. Yeah, there's only one more.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll be Friday.
Yeah,
so we can talk about both, Watchmen and Mandalorian.
We can talk about The Mandalorian as it should be one episode. Everything else is... everything.
It's like
that.
A short story at best.
Yeah, it's a filler show.
That's going to be us saying a bunch of things and Doug going, you're wrong.
No, I like
you're wrong. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
See?
But,
getting started.
And, if you like fantasy, check out Witcher on Netflix. Give it a chance. It's very dense in the beginning, but it gets great.
Give it more than two episodes.
Give it more than two episodes. But it's good. You don't like that stuff, so you're not going to watch it.
I just keep thinking of, what's Paul Rudd's new show that he's got?
Living with Yourself.
Yeah. He's got an interview, his last interview he did about that on Conan. It's been a while now, but
yeah.
he talks about like people saying, you just got to give it a chance. You get through a few episodes, or you know, you get through the first season or two, it's like, who's got that much time to give things a chance like that? He goes, whatever happened where it needs to start good or not at all.
Because you know what? You know what it is? And we don't want to get too much into this, but you know what it is? It's because they've changed the way how they content make stuff.
Content has changed.
So when you go to Netflix, you're expecting people to binge it so that they're going to give it a little more leeway because they know they're going to have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
But The Witcher's already been renewed for season two.
I'm not watching The Witcher.
Yeah, it's not your bag.
I'm not saying whether it's good or bad.
It's not your bag.
Because it's just not my thing.
Henry Cavill's great. He's great as The Witcher. He's great as Geralt. The other cast members are great. And of course, especially Dandelion. He's the best. Also, what do they call him? Yaskier?
Yep.
Yaskier? Yeah, he's fantastic. He's so funny. But yeah, that'll do it. Merry Christmas, everybody out there who celebrates Christmas. And we will see you next time.